Coming up, shocking findings from an MFR News investigation.
For an ambulance to come and collect us. We actually waited 2.5 hours.
There are huge patient safety concerns. An unexploded time bomb that we have in our hands.
Whistleblowers speak exclusively to MFR. They tell us ambulance crews are overstretched and falling asleep at the wheel.
People are clipping the verge. People are crossing the white line.
You're about to hear from parents who claim their kids were let down by a system that ambulance workers suggest is failing.
The police had someone who was seriously ill and they phoned for the ambulance, but there were none available.
I'm Brian Rutherford and this is an MFR News special report. It started with a phone call and then a secret meeting with people whose identities we're protecting. Whistleblowers from the Caithness and Sutherland and Moray areas, whose words are spoken by actors, wanted to lift the lid on the realities of their job.
It's not unusual for us to travel even 60 miles to 999 calls. The Elgin Ambulance frequently responds to Banff and Macduff. And as far as Fraserburgh, because there's no other ambulances in the area, they're all tied up on either 999 calls or with inter-hospital patient transfers or NHS 24 referrals.
Now, over the last few years, community hospital services have been downgraded and more we're having to travel for treatment at the bigger hospitals. But that's placing increasing pressures on local ambulances and their crews.
You're taking somebody on what is essentially a taxi run down to Inverness in an A&E ambulance, which is a very limited resource.
Areas without dedicated patient transfer vehicles are being affected. Last year, almost 300 999 calls made in Caithness had to be answered by crews outside of the county. And what about Moray's emergency vehicles?
Dr. Gray's moves several hundred patients a year, and that basically means that Elgin's ambulance is on the A96 travelling to and from Aberdeen for nearly 6 months of the year. It's not unusual for the Elgin ambulance to be sitting at Aberdeen Royal Infirmary, part next to the Buckey ambulance, part next to the Keith ambulance, part next to the Dufton ambulance. There was a call in Moray where the police heard someone who was seriously ill and they phoned for the ambulance, but there were none available. This happened close to Buckey, and the nearest available ambulance was in Forres. They didn't have time to wait, and they transferred the patient in the back of a police van.
Time now to meet mum Jenna Larnach, who's 30 and lives in Wick.
My son took an epileptic seizure at school. My GP asked us to go home and wait for an ambulance, where we actually waited 2.5 hours from when we left the doctor's surgery. To pinch or to try and shake him, there was no response out of them whatsoever.
This was not a 999 call, but it was a request from the doctor. The Scottish Ambulance Service insists it was only 2 hours and 4 minutes. An appropriate clinical response. Caithness dad Owen was in a panic when his son suffered breathing problems. His doctor requested an ambulance to take him from Caithness General in Wick to Raigmore Hospital, but it was 11 hours before the 34-year-old's asthmatic son arrived in the Highland capital.
They said that there was 2 ambulances in Caithness and they were just waiting for one to turn up. They both didn't turn up. I was told there would be one from Goldsby coming. When that was due to arrive, they just said that it wasn't available, it had to go elsewhere.
The Scottish Ambulance Service blames a high demand in the area at the time, and it claims to be supporting staff and working with them to improve patient care by coming up with so-called sustainable solutions. But the unions are not buying it. James McNamee is a Scottish Ambulance Service paramedic, and he's also national convener for Unite the Union.
There are huge patient safety concerns, and there are huge health and well-being concerns for our staff members. May well be an unexploded time bomb that we have in our hands.
95% of Unite members in the North who were balloted say that they've lost confidence in the ambulance services management. Now, on the last day of our series of special reports into the North's troubled ambulances, bosses are claiming they're investing to increase staff numbers and new vehicles.
The staff who they're recruiting are not there to increase the actual hours of ambulances on the roads. They're there to cover parental leave, to cover time for junior managers to get time off the roads.
We've also been given reassurances from the Scottish Ambulance Service that it's determined to protect staff welfare and encourage all staff to report any concerns about patient safety or their own welfare.
They're insistent that the public is absolutely not made aware that there is a problem, because the public must have faith in the ambulance service and its ability to respond.
The Scottish Ambulance Service tells us that there are systems in place to make sure any report is properly reviewed for continuous improvement. And the final word now to John Maher from the GMB Union. He believes it's all a question of money.
We need the cash to provide a service in the North that the people in the North do deserve.
That's all for now. You can join the national debate about this live on Scotland's Talkin'. It's this Sunday on MFR2 at 11 a.m. I'm Brian Rutherford.